from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
Right now on the Afternoon Edition, a first alert weather day as the rain is just not stopping. Today's storm dropping more rain across the Bay Area. Good afternoon. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Brian Yamamoto. The wet morning giving way to a wet afternoon. Let's get the first alert meteorologist Jessica Birch with a look at the forecast.
You know, it's crazy to think that Seattle has had less rain compared to us here in the Bay Area for this rain season. So let's dive straight into our first alert forecast. It is a very active morning heading into the afternoon hours, and we're still dealing with heavy rain. And of course, the winds are kicking up. Throughout this afternoon, we're actually going to be under a high wind warning along our coastline from Pacifica down south into Santa Cruz, where wind speeds can get anywhere up to 70 miles per hour. Last week on Tuesday, we saw wind gusts up to 88 miles per hour. So this feels very similar to last week's setup. Now, let's take a look at the system, though. Widespread showers are starting to actually break apart right now just along the peninsula. So some light drizzle over the Bay Bridge, even the Golden Gate Bridge. And as we extend all the way up to Mill Valley, little pockets of more dense rain are currently starting to dissipate. Where it's still very active right now is up in the North Bay. And earlier this morning, we tracked the storm from the south to the north. So they're kind of the ones getting the leftovers of what everyone else has got so far down in the Santa Clara Valley. It looks messy, and trust me when I say it is. This is a very active storm, and it's still causing a lot of issues and some windy conditions. Even right now on the Golden Gate Bridge, look at that American flag. Those winds are pushing offshore. Current temperatures still in the mid to low 50s, even some upper 40s near Santa Rosa. Heading into this afternoon, we're going to see a very big change in the forecast. Take a look at this. Here's our current wind speeds right now. It's going to get breezier within the next couple hours, where daytime highs are expected to top off in the 50s. More on that coming up, but for now, back to you.
All right, Jess, thanks so much. Well, this was a scene earlier today in Burlingame. The slick streets made for a messy morning commute. Plus, just look at that whipping wind.
And the stormy winter we just weathered could impact East Bay commuters well into spring. The ground is literally sliding out from underneath a stretch of eastbound 580 in Livermore, forcing the closure of two lanes. Our very own Justin Andrews is live there. And Justin, people want to know, when will this actually reopen?
Yeah, Ryan, that was a question I also asked, and Caltrans couldn't put a timeline on it because they say they can't even start repairs until all of this rain moves out. But let me show you what we're looking at here at 580. Take a look at this 250-foot retaining wall that gave way because of that rain. Yeah, this is what they have to deal with, but they can't even get to that yet until the rain stops. Keep in mind, as of now, crews plan on restripping that freeway tomorrow to get at least three of the lanes flowing again for traffic. That's if the weather cooperates. All right, so here's that aerial view from Chopper that we got. And it really shows the erosion that we're seeing also live here. The spokesperson for Caltrans told me that the collapsed retaining wall was caused because of the rain and the rainfall that we got, but that also caused the pavement to crack. So now structural engineers are deciding if they're able to put up sheet piles to help reestablish the wall. Crews say, honestly speaking, that'll be a temporary fix. It's looking like they'll have to rebuild this area that was damaged. In the meantime, drivers, crews are warning you to be patient.
Expect delays on 580 heading eastbound through here. There's not a lot of great detours. So those of you thinking about Altamont Pass Road, not so great for trucks. It's a narrow, windy road. It'll get you around this, but think about delays.
All right, so right now we're told there are about 30 crews working specifically to repair this, at least when the rain stops. But we also know that crews are working on restoring and repairing some of the potholes that we've been seeing across the Bay Area. I know that has also been an issue for a lot of drivers with all of the rain that we've gotten to. I'll send it back to you.
Yeah, crews definitely have their hands full. Thank you very much, Justin Andrews. Stay with us and CBS News Bay Area as we continue to monitor the impacts of our latest storms. Join us on air, online, and always streaming on CBS News app.
This afternoon, San Francisco supervisor Asha Safai plans to ask his fellow board members for $3 million in supplemental police department funding. Safai said the money would fund more patrol officers at district stations. Yesterday, he told our Reed Cowan that Mayor London Breed hasn't done enough to keep SFPD staffed. But the mayor has already been pushing for $27 million in supplemental police funding. The Board of Supervisors meets today at 2 p.m. Meanwhile, Meanwhile, SFPD is stepping up patrols at Stonestown malls, where students have been getting involved in some violent after-school brawls. Now, a warning, the video you're about to see is really hard to watch. This cell phone video was taken inside a Target, where students targeted a security guard, punching and kicking him right in the middle of the store. It's just brutal. It was one of two big brawls that happened at the Stonestown Galleria. The other one happened in the food court. One high school freshman told our Betty U, this kind of violence is nothing new.
Cell phone video shows a mob of young people repeatedly kicking and beating someone on the ground in the Stonestown food court Friday, as many watched. After a brief break, attackers continued to kick and stomp on the victim. Friday's violence was not isolated. On Wednesday, this fight broke out at Target, where a mall security guard can be seen right in the middle of the chaos.
I feel like I am always watching over my back to see if I will mess with the wrong people. I'm always careful about what I say. If I know that they're friends with the people that are involved in those things, I guard what I say. I don't really feel safe at school.
Washington High freshman Dominica Martinez said Stonestown is the go-to hangout spot for students after school. In fact, she was here Friday after this mob attack at Target. Video shows one student picking up the victim and slamming him to the ground.
I did see the police talking to the kids in the video that you showed me, and it didn't even look like they regretted it, because it's obviously going to happen again, because they were messing around and they threw a bottle of milk at me and my mom when we were walking by.
SFPD did not say if they detained anyone, only that they're stepping up patrols at the mall. But the department is more than 500 officers short and only has about 7 patrol officers in the Taravao Police District on any given night. Supervisor Asha Safai explained the shortage.
We have not supported our officers in the city. There's been a culture of blaming officers more so than anything else. But at the end of the day, they don't feel welcome in San Francisco. Secondly, we've underfunded the department.
Dominica says she sees similar fights on or around campus weekly.
And it starts early in middle school. Like, the middle schools around here used to be a lot safer back when I was starting in sixth grade, but it just became so violent by the end. We don't really have enough staff to prevent the fights or to help the kids out.
SFPD is using overtime to fill the shortfall, but the district stations are still short officers.